Now I'm going to stop recording.
Yes, I have already stopped recording.
And I just did. And now I'm going to make sure that I save this motherfucker after I export it. TDE 2105. And what is today? 1/4. Yesterday was my ex's birthday. He's 66. He's a root now, or a rout.
So I'm looking here. I don't know if you are aware of this, but Google has an image search. Like, you can give Google an image and it will go find images similar to.
I do know that. Yes.
And what I'm noticing here when I put your fake image on there.
Yes.
Is they all come from the same domain, fandom.com. So it's like teentitans.fandom.com, dubbing.fandom.com, scoobydoo.fandom.com, dubbing.fandom.com.
Yeah, they've put my, that fucking picture.
So I feel like do you have a headshot?
Well, what they've been using and what I like that they use is the picture from Defending Your Life.
Yeah, you should.
Even though I'm 20 years younger.
You should send it to me and I will take it upon myself to email the person at fandom.com and go, hey, by the way, your listing as Scott Bullock is not the correct picture. He's a friend of mine. Here's a picture of him.
Wow, that's very nice of you, Daniel.
Isn't it, though?
All right, I'm sticking it in our shared folder.
I'm gonna draw a mustache on it, but I will send the picture that you give, maybe with a few modifications. By the way, did you know that Scott Bullock also originated the wheel sound? The game show.
No, I didn't know that.
No, I'm saying that's what I would tell them. It was like, oh. I have a recording of it. I tell you, the third time I hit that button, I was just like, dear God, how long is this clip?
Mm-hmm. You made yourself enough.
Yeah, it's like it's a 10 second clip. 10 seconds is an eternity.
I know. I was listening.
Yeah. Wow. See how you are? See how you turn? See how you
turn
on me?
I'm turning.
See how you turn on me?
Turning, turning, turning through the years. That's another from Les Mis.
So I have to...
Yeah, a lot.
What?
You have to do a lot.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about tonight. I'm trying to decide whether we want to... I have to wait and see what's going to happen in California. Because we would like to go to Disneyland. But at the moment... Disney, I don't think you have to be a California resident to go to Disneyland at the moment. So,
I did not know that.
Yeah, there's travel restrictions in the state of California, but I think they go away June 1st. Is that the, is California opening back up June 1st?
Have no idea.
So I was thinking, yeah, I know that it was on our list that we wanted to do it last year. And so we might do it sometime soon going to Disneyland. Maybe we'll do it in September when Seder is here. We'll just go. Sorry, Steve. We can't spend the day with you at Disney World because we're in California.
I'm sorry, what I dozed again.
How dare you?
Turning, turning, turning through the years. You should listen to Les Mis because it's got some beautiful music. On my own, knowing he's beside me.
June 15th.
Gorgeous song. Huh?
June 15th.
Well, we're out of town, but...
No, I'm saying that's the day that California reopened. We're not going on June 15th because that's like a month from now. I'm just saying that as of June 15th, California will be reopened. And so maybe we'll... I think we want to go to Vegas. So I think maybe we'll go to Disneyland and then stop back by Vegas on our way out.
That sounds like a very fun and expensive time.
Well, it depends. Like, why would it be expensive? The rooms in Vegas are not expensive.
Firstly, stop being so fucking contrary.
Wow.
Secondly, if you gamble, it can be very expensive.
Yes,
if you don't gamble, then it won't be that expensive because rooms are reasonable in Las Vegas.
You know what we want to do in Vegas? The main reason we want to go to Vegas? We want to see we will see Penn and Teller. So
Penn and Teller. Yeah. Now that's going to be expensive. I'm sure that they're $150,
$200. Yeah. More than I, you know, would think, but yeah, mm-hmm. It's not like we do it every week.
No.
I'm waiting to hear on the Disney front. I'm waiting to hear what's going to replace the annual pass program in California. I'm sure people are going to complain about it. They're already complaining about it, but
well, people complain. If there's any form of change whatsoever, there's going to be massive amounts of complaining.
Yeah, they took away the annual pass in California because pass holders were not spending enough money to justify the program. So it's kind of like one of those, I know I said like, but it's one of those situations where they can't continue to do it that way. So they're going to offer a new, and it's not the people that go 30 times a year that's the problem. It's the people that go 200 times a year that don't ever buy food or anything. They just go and take up space in the park every day. And since LA metro area has 13 million people in it, there's a lot of people that can just go to Disney daily for and do nothing and not spend money. So Disney's kind of wants to stop that, which I don't disagree with them. That's why we always eat when we're at Disney. We always make a point of spending money when we're there.
It's big of you, Daniel. It's big of you.
Isn't it? I'm also a stockholder. I don't know if you know that, Scott. I'm also a stockholder.
I heard rumors. Yes.
Stockholder. I get the emails.
Yeah.
I'm very important. I get the emails from the Bob Chapek. He emails me.
Yeah.
He and I were like that. Just like that. This has been exceptionally boring. I'm so sorry. Hopefully I will be better tonight. I feel like I was very low energy, and I apologize to you. To you, my co-host, I apologize.
No, that's silly to apologize. And you weren't, it's not silly. It's unnecessary, I should say. There's no need to apologize. And no, you were not. What it was, I think, is that I was a steamroller. And so probably you were supporting me on this one. You were my supporting player. And I think that we trade off on those roles. And I'm sitting on a cinnamon one right now.
Really?
I'm on a roll, and it's a cinnamon bun.
There was a skit on Saturday Night Live when Patrick Stewart was the host. Had something to do with sitting on cakes. It was the weirdest damn skit. Sketch ever, because he's like, he had a fetish about people sitting on cakes, and he was a baker that wanted to keep making cakes that people would sit on, and it was the most confusing sketch. It's the most confusing
sketch. Henderson was a
he's a band director on the Tonight Show.
You know that,
baby? I played trumpet in college. I mean, in high school, and I knew Doc Severinsen, Sketch Henderson.
I find it fascinating that both you and your co-host for Mix, Adam, both played the trumpet.
Yeah. One of the many, many things that Adam and I have in common.
Hence, he's your good buddy, I'm just the guy you do the show with.
That's right. Adam's first name is Joseph. My middle name is Joseph.
Wow.
I know.
Just
I know. It's like we're just the same person.
My last name is Joseph.
Really?
Yes.
John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt.
That's my name too.
I always hated that song. Anyway, you know what? Yep. Tell Drew I said hi.
Tell Zach I said hello.
Did you see the busts? Did you see the busts that I posted?
I did.
Those are a little,
yes.
They're a set. You can buy them and you can arrange them in whatever way you want.
Wow.
I did not get them for your birthday because, you know, I already gave you a gift card for $65.
You did.
Amazon that you can buy your own.
I would not expect you to do that. Although I would have expected just a tiny little souvenir. Nothing hugely expensive, but a tiny little souvenir. Maybe even a Haunted Mansion pin. Even though I'm not a pin trader, something from the Haunted Mansion, because you know how much I love the Haunted Mansion.
Do, 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 do.
We have. have the caretaker and the little dog.
Yes.
We have a little statue of those that lights up. The little lantern at the top lights up. Mm-hmm. That's a very old one because we got that when we were going to Disneyland. So probably costs a pretty penny now on eBay. Uh-huh. When I was a kid, you could get the little gravestones with your name on them.
Aw.
Yeah.
Welcome to Disneyland, kids. Here's a gravestone.
Here's a gravestone. You're going to die. Life as you know it is going to end.
You know, just like our founder, Walt Disney, you're going to die.
Yes.
Have a gravestone.
You don't get to be frozen.
He was never frozen. He was buried in Glendale. You can go to the damn...
I've been there. Yeah. And you know what, Daniel?
What?
They can have an empty grave in Glendale. I do not believe that Walt Disney was cryogenically frozen.
No, because that rumor didn't start until like 10 years after his death. It's
ridiculous. It was. I know that. But you know that just because there's a grave marker somewhere doesn't mean anyone's under it.
Oh, no. It has to be. But federal law says that.
Methane. Daniel, go do what you have to do, please.
I'm going to go cook my snakes. I'm going to go cook my snakes. Snakes on my grill.
On your huge patio?
On my huge patio.
Have a little relaxation time and know that I will be sitting there moments prior to your pre-show in that chat room. Boop. Boop. Bye, Daniel.
Goodbye, Scott.